Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Could artificial intelligence be the next great novelist? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's latest creative breakthrough. Let's dive in. Watch out, fiction writers. OpenAI may have you in its crosshairs. In a recent post on the social media platform X, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced that the company has trained a new model that's really good at creative writing. Now, that's a pretty bold claim, especially considering AI's historical struggle with crafting compelling narratives. But here's what's fascinating. Altman shared a lengthy sample from this model, which was given the prompt, "Please write a metafictional literary short story about AI and grief." Altman himself seemed genuinely impressed, noting, "This is the first time I have been really struck by something written by AI. It got the vibe of metafiction so right." That's quite the endorsement from a leader in the field. Traditionally, OpenAI has focused on more structured domains like math and programming, so this pivot towards creative writing is intriguing. It suggests that OpenAI believes its latest generation of models has made significant strides in the art of storytelling. Imagine trying to teach a machine to not just write, but to capture the nuances and emotions that make a story resonate. It's a challenge that many thought was still years away from being tackled effectively. Yet, here we are, with AI potentially stepping into the realm of fiction writing with a prowess that could surprise even the most seasoned writers. While Altman didn't specify when or how this model might be released, it raises interesting questions about the future of writing and creativity. Could AI become a tool for authors, helping them explore new narrative possibilities? Or might it become a competitor, crafting stories that captivate audiences without human intervention? Only time will tell, but it's certainly a development worth keeping an eye on. Here's a story that blends technology, investment, and a touch of international intrigue. Salesforce has announced a massive $1 billion investment in Singapore over the next 5 years. This isn't just about expanding their operations, it's a strategic move to accelerate Singapore's digital transformation and embrace AI with open arms. Talk about a bold commitment. Imagine this: Singapore, a bustling hub of innovation, now has Salesforce pouring resources into its AI endeavors. Mark Benioff, the chairman and chief executive officer of Salesforce, shared with CNBC that this investment is meant to rapidly expand Singapore's labor force, especially in key service and public sector roles. Why does this matter? Well, Singapore's facing challenges with an aging population and declining birth rates. This investment could be a game changer for their workforce. Jermaine Loy, the managing director of the Singapore Economic Development Board, is thrilled. He sees this as a huge boost to Singapore's efforts to become a vibrant hub for AI innovation. It's not just about the money, but about what this investment represents, a commitment to future growth and technological advancement in the region. And let's not forget Salesforce's flagship AI offering, Agentforce. Launched just last month, it's designed to handle sophisticated questions in applications like Salesforce's Slack. It's being touted as the first digital AI platform for enterprises. With Singapore as a key player in this development, we're witnessing a fascinating blend of tech and international cooperation. To wrap it up, Salesforce's investment in Singapore isn't just a financial move. It's a statement about the future of AI and digital transformation in Southeast Asia. With the promise of transforming the labor force and advancing AI development, this story is one to watch. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.